Friday on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. Every Friday at 10:30, I happen to bring in as guests people from our local shelters, people that are in animal control, people that work with Humane Society. And today I have one of my favorite groups from AHOPE is here. And AHOPE stands for Animal Health Outreach Prevention Education. Correct. Pretty awesome. Based in Santa Rosa County. They opened a clinic this year, SNP Happens. And I've been following them on Facebook and have been blown away by what they have accomplished in this past year. It's extraordinary. So my guest this morning, Paige Carey, is here, as well as Brandy Winkleman. And so y'all have a little creature with you, too. By
yeah, good morning.
A critter. Okay, what do we got going on over there, Miss Brandy?
Well, good morning. You know, last time we talked about having rats for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do. We still have baby rats for adoption, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're really crazy right now, running around like crazy. So instead, I brought Chopper with me this morning, who's mm-hmm. a little bit calmer. He's a little bit of an old man. He's almost two.
Mm-hmm.
But they're excellent pets.
She's got this little being, this little critter, Chopper Rat, on her shoulder.
He's almost 2 pounds.
He's about 2 pounds. Okay. I lived in New York. I always share with her. I lived in New York City. So the rats there are not cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. This little person, is this a guy or a gal?
It's a boy. He's neutered.
Yeah, yeah. This little boy is about as cute as they come. It looks like a soft little gerbily kind of cute little something something.
He's definitely cushy, snuggly.
Totally opposite
dogs.
Of my idea of what a rat is, for sure. Yeah. For
clean.
Sure.
And rats are typically clean, you know, the fancy indoor domesticated pet rats are typically clean, unlike your New York friends.
Yeah, well, you know, cleanliness would not be the name I would give to those guys.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, we have rats for adoption. The reason why we take them in is because, just like neonate kittens, which is the other thing that we specialize in, they don't belong in animal shelters. They have really weakened immune systems. They can't handle overcrowding. People don't necessarily know or have time to properly care for them at animal shelters. And so that's why we decided early on to start bringing them into our foster program, because the program is a rescue and rehabilitation program.
Mm-hmm.
So rats end up in shelters just like any other animals do. And we just, you know, had the knowledge to be able to help out. And so we've helped the local animal shelter with hoarding cases involving pet rats.
Mm-hmm.
We have taken in owner surrenders. We have gone to other shelters that have needed help with rats.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taken them in, and we adopt out around 50 to 60 a year.
No kidding. See, okay, now I'm very naive on this subject, I have to say. So this may be a dumb question, but somewhere someone said there's no dumb questions, right?
That's
okay.
Right.
So how do I know? I see this rat maybe running around in my yard.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
How do I know what's a good rat and what's not such a good... I mean, how do I know?
No, that's a good question, because we live in a natural disaster area.
Okay.
So it does happen where pet rats, just like any other animal, get out and get loose in a natural disaster situation, to where... you know, people might find them outside. Now, typically, your outdoor rats that you see running around are going to be brown, like in a goody color, like a deeper brown color.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be your more closely resembling your wild rats that are outside, born outside. Mm-hmm.
Because I know that people exterminate rats. I hate, for lack of a better word, but
right, right. Yeah. And so they're typically brown rats, though. Roof rats.
That's
like
what
that.
I'm thinking of. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a little bit of a different head shape if you look at them closely enough. But from a distance, the best way to tell is their coloring.
Mm-hmm.
If you find a rat of any other color, it probably means that it's a pet, or somebody's pets got out and then they had babies outdoors.
Because I'm looking at the one you have is kind of gray in color.
Yeah, yeah. He's silver. He actually started out brown.
Yeah.
As a baby, and then nutritionally, whenever he got better nutritionally, he started changing colors within weeks of us having him, and he went to a gray and then a silver.
Okay, so now I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. So with with a pet rat, then where do you keep them? Okay, this is funny. Can they do tricks? Can they? I mean, they can.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
They can be taught most things that a dog can be taught. So they come when you call them. Chopper's litter box trained.
Really?
He's able to free roam.
They can be trained for a litter box.
Yeah. He has a litter box. You know, his travel cage in my car has a litter box in it.
Huh.
He has a couple litter boxes in the house because he free roams. And so he interacts with the dogs. He interacts with the cat.
Does he, like when you say just play?
Yeah, he'll walk over. I mean, you should see him whenever, like, we have a robot vacuum in the house, and it goes around, and if he's, like, carrying food, and he wants to take his food back to his cage, and the robot vacuum gets in the way, he will stand up and push the robot vacuum out of the way and keep on walking. He's very confident.
Oh, my gosh.
Very
that
confident.
Is so wild.
Yes, and he actually chases cats, so it's kind of funny. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's
chased, well, as cute as he can be.
He's chased a few kittens. Yeah,
he's cute as it can be. Now, what would be the advantages maybe for a rat versus a gerbil or a hamster? Because I know
that's an excellent question, which is kind of why I got into rats in the first place, because my mom never let me have rats because of their tails. Okay. And so she always let me have hamsters. And working at a pet store in college, I was in charge of feeding the rats to the reptiles.
And
it was really that. You know, at that time it was hard to do, but it, you know, it was the job at the time. And so then, you know, it went from just white rats to different colored rats started coming in. That's whenever it got really difficult. And there would be many families coming in, and they would buy hamsters for their children or mice or gerbils. You know, and I was realizing, you know, how much I love these rats and how pretty they were. And I started selling the feeder rats as pets in the store, and even had a dad come back upset with me because he was like, look, we bought this to feed to our snake, but my daughter got home and she was so connected to this rat because of how you talk to her. Now I have to come get another one to feed to the snake because now we have a pet rat.
Oh my gosh.
They're excellent. So they can actually learn tricks. You can teach them tricks. They are community animals. They can bond with you. They can bond with other rats. They can, I mean, they don't bite unless something's wrong. They're not dirty unless something's wrong. And so, you know, and hamsters, I can't say the same thing for hamsters. so I've been bitten by many hamsters. but you it's not the same. I mean, and they're excellent pets, and I always promote them as excellent pets for children because they actually react to your interactions.
No kidding.
And so you're learning empathy and responsibility, and they're so intelligent that they can feed off your energy. So, like, if your child's not spending enough time with them or helping keep them clean or feeding them properly, they'll react to that, and they'll become more reclusive and back off. And so the child's not getting that interaction that they want, which is they just want to cuddle it, right?
Right.
Rats don't want to cuddle with you if you're not taking care of them. They don't want to be with you if you're not spending time with them. And so it gives them that instant lesson in empathy and responsibility as a child.
I love it. Okay.
I think they're excellent.
Well, this is fascinating. Talking with our friends with A Hope. We're right up in Santa Rosa County, and they have their clinic Snip Happen. So when we're going to come back, we're going to change the subject from rats to dogs and kittens, and we've got kitten season coming up and a lot of things to talk about. So we'll be back in just a minute. This is Frisky Friday. Who knew that it was going to include rats? This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. My name is Meg. I'm here with my friends from A Hope. They also run Snip Happens, the clinic there. Paige Carey is here with us, as well as Brandy Winkleman. And we wanted to get, and we've been talking about the rats, which has been fascinating. I just got to hold a rat, y'all, in my first time in my
life. Not just a rat, but Chopper.
But Chopper, who's the cutest little thing. Oh,
he's
my
famous.
Gosh. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
We have a lot more important things to talk about. So the clinic is up and running.
Yes.
So many good things. So let's talk about that.
Okay. So was it last week, Brandy, that we did, that we were able to spay and neuter over almost
145
animals.
Wow.
And so, yes, we're very proud of that. And we just opened up appointments for March, 282 appointments. And we do want to let everybody know this is how great the need is in our area. The female spots that we opened up at, the post went out at 6 o'clock, and by 7:30, all of the spots, the female spots, were full.
And now this is for cats and dogs?
Well, this was for cats.
The slots that were opened up this time were for cats. Okay. I'm sure we'll have dog slots open.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so this was for cats. And, but there are tons of male cat appointments available in March. Mm-hmm. If you go to our website, ahope4src.com/snip happens, you can sign up online. Or you can call the clinic at 850-795-2287 Monday through Thursday, and the staff will be happy to help you. But we really want to let people know that we understand your frustration with the female cat spay spots going so quickly and just not being available all the time. Mm-hmm. We've tried to explain to people, you know, it depends on the vet that we have that day. But the fact that the spays take longer, and generally most of the vets will do, you know, like 15 spays and 20 neuters, somewhere around that, or wow. 10 spays and 30 neuters. But that's what a normal day mm-hmm. is.
That's a lot.
And it sounds like a lot, mm-hmm. but when the need is so great, they do fill up quickly, and we understand your frustration. Trust me. I mean, mm-hmm. we wish we could do 50 in a day, too.
But don't get mad at the staff and the people that are trying to do
this.
Exactly. And people think that just because they're getting the female cat fixed, mm-hmm. like they're stopping overpopulation or you know, they'll choose if they have a colony, they'll choose to trap the females first. Mind you, it takes two to tango. So I don't know if anybody had that talk whenever you were a child, but the birds and the bees is happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, getting those male cats fixed also helps with the fighting, the yowling, the spraying, which female cats also spray. So it helps with that, and also it helps them not draw attention to themselves to where they are trying to bring the ladies onto your property. So it doesn't matter which sex you're getting fixed, which cat you're getting fixed, you are helping to limit overpopulation issues.
Okay, so if I'm in my neighborhood and I've noticed now I've got these, you know, some feral cats that are in my yard or whatever, what is the process to get an appointment? What do I do?
Well, that's like we said, you can either go online mm-hmm. and at ahope4src.com/snip happens mm-hmm. or feel free to call the clinic 850-795-2287 Monday through Thursday, and the staff can help you. But like Brandy said, you know, a lot of people feel overwhelmed. They'll see all these cats. Mm-hmm. We always tell you, start with one or two.
Right.
And if you have to trap them, if you get a male cat, fine. Mm-hmm. Let's just go ahead and start.
Okay.
And that helps slow the process.
What is the cost involved with this?
So the cost, our community cat package, which is your friendly stray or feral cat, is $50, and that includes the spay or neuter, the rabies vaccine, and the ear tip, which is the universal sign, the left ear tip. Mm-hmm. It's a universal sign that the cat has been fixed, vaccinated for rabies, and has a caregiver that is feeding them and that type thing. So,
that's good to know.
Any of the animal control officers know that the cat has been fixed, and they're not going to pick it up. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, okay, that cat's fine. Our owned cat package, indoor cats, that's $85. That includes the spay neuter, the rabies vaccine, and a microchip with a lifetime free registration, mm-hmm. which we also, you know, if you have an animal that's microchipped, please be sure that you have that updated. You know, take the time maybe this weekend and just make
Double
sure
check.
Your information is correct. But that's what is included in the indoor. So they don't get an ear tip, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But you can add anything to these packages, too.
Yes.
Anything that you want to add to these packages, you absolutely can.
Yes.
And the price for the outdoor cats, people always ask that question, why it's lower, even though you're still fixing whether it be a male or female cat. You know, it should be based on that. It's because typically outdoor cats are in colonies. Mm. And what we're trying to do is help people who are caring for more than one cat. And so we're trying to keep that price lower. We work really hard for that. So this is not a discounted price just to say that your cat is an outdoor cat or you just caught it or something mm-hmm. to get a discounted price. That ear tip means something. It means that it lives outdoors. It has a caretaker. That is what the universal meaning of the ear tip is.
Very important.
So whenever we dilute that by saying that we're going to get these indoor cats ear tip just because it's cheaper, it's not benefiting anyone.
No.
So, you know, indoor cat package isn't that much more expensive, especially, you know, comparatively.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, spay and neuter, if you go to a veterinarian, and we love our vets.
Yes, we do.
A
yes.
lot
but
more
you're
expensive.
Talking and we include, at least $300.
Yeah, and we include the pain meds, you know, mm-hmm. if they need extra fluids, things like that. It's all included. And mm-hmm. so it's not like we're leaving anything out at all. It's
right.
just, you know, we're a nonprofit. We work hard. We write grants. We get sponsorships and donors to help offset that cost. And so, you know, paying that $85, you know, think
it's
of it as,
it.
You know, putting more money towards a great cause
Absolutely.
Instead of a yeah. discount for yourself.
Talking with A-Hope this morning from Santa Rosa County, we have Chopper in the house. And Chopper's not a kitty. Chopper's a little rat, as cute as he could be. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about how you can help and what you can do to help make a difference for the folks at A-Hope who are doing so much and working so hard to make a difference in our animal community here in Escambia, Santa Rosa County. We'll be right back on Pep Talk and Frisky Friday. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Our friends from A-Hope are here with the Snip Happens Clinic. Just a couple minutes left, ladies. Paige is here and Brandy and Chopper. And so what do we need to mention before we go? How can people help?
So kitten season is coming quickly. We're noticing that, of course, with the cats coming in to get fixed. And we're starting to see those in heat and pregnant kitties coming in. And so we know it's coming quickly. And what we want to do is, you know, start building up our crew to start saving more lives. That would be the foster parents. And so tonight from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we have a kitten foster parent orientation at Snip Happens.
Oh, cool.
That's at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton. And so you can come. Foster parents can be 18 years and older. And come learn about how to become a kitten foster this season. We specialize in neonate kittens, so that means bottle babies. That means kittens who usually need round-the-clock care.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to walk our team through our new members and our older members through the process and how we provide everything for our foster parents, what it takes to be a foster parent, and kind of introduce everybody to each other because our foster team is great. They communicate with each other. They work with each other. We do a rotation where kittens can move from foster home to foster home so they can get more socializing as they're getting older. And it's just a really great program. Our kitten lives are being saved because of our foster program.
So what time is that again and
That's
where
from
tonight,
4 p.m.
right?
to 6 p.m. So show up at 4 p.m. today mm-hmm. At Snip Happens, which is our spay-neuter clinic at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
So just come on in and have a seat and learn about what all we offer and how you can come on board to be a foster parent with us.
That sounds great.
Yes.
So some other ways to help, you can go online. You have some wish lists out there.
Oh, yes. We have all the wish lists at Amazon, Chewy, Cuddly. yeah, and you can certainly donate. You know, we are still a nonprofit. We still have lots of things we need to do at the clinic, so mm-hmm. monetary donations are always, always welcome. Anything that you want to help with.
And you can go on our website and get all those links at ahopeforsrc.com/donate.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much for coming in today, ladies. We have Paige Carey here. Brandy Winkleman is here. And little Chopper.
Happy kitten season.
Yeah, I met my first rat today. Thank you for all that you do for our community. We sure do appreciate your efforts. And you can support them. What's that website one more time?
ahopeforsrc.com.
Okay.
That's number 4.
Thank you guys so much.